Okay, so lockdown is on again for the third time, and Think have just launched a brand new campaign urging young men to slow down when they're on their wheels. Alan Kennedy, who is the Executive Director of Road Safety Great Britain. Alan, how are you? All right, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
So basically, are these youngsters, dare I say youths, because I'm in my 40s now and I feel really old, are they actually, you know, going that fast during lockdown?
I think what we've got to remember is that most young drivers in the UK are really good drivers. They're sensible and they're safe. They drive at appropriate speeds, very sensibly. But clearly we have, you know, a smaller number of young drivers who drive inappropriately at inappropriate times, driven by for different reasons. And, you know, they come to grief. And what we're hoping is that this campaign will kind of bring that peer group together, get them to talk, start talking to each other and talk to their mates who actually are the ones that won't speed, the ones that will drive sensibly. And just to get them to be like each other, to join that big group again and not be different by driving inappropriately.
So how do you aim an ad campaign at that kind of age group? So what we're talking, 17 to 24, do you try and be a bit cool in the advert or something? Or,
well, I think traditionally, you know, in the UK and countries abroad, we've tended to concentrate on the consequences of road crashes. You know, we've talked about death and destruction. We talk about, you know, the number of people who are killed, the number of people who use the mobile phone, etc. And that becomes the norm. Say, well, you know, everybody else is doing it, so why don't I do it? So what this campaign is trying to do is normalise the good behaviour. So, you know, instinctively as humans, we all want to be part of the bigger group. And so this campaign is creating that bigger group that really exists. You know, as I said, lots of young drivers are sensible and safe young drivers. And what we want to do is take that small group and get them to talk to these people so that we nudge them and they become part of that bigger group and start to drive more sensibly.
So is there actual evidence that all these incidents came down when lockdown was released, so the roads were busier, so they couldn't do that?
Well, actually, during lockdown, the roads were quieter, but actually what we found was that incidents of speeding and crashes were up, you know, and there's evidence from Insure the Box, who is, you know, the black box specialist, and their evidence shows that drivers are more likely to have an accident in the winter than the summer, but the increase in accidents among men is double that of women. So it raises concerns that young men are more likely to overestimate the driving ability, certainly in bad weather conditions. So there is evidence that during lockdown, you know, we are seeing a spike. So for this campaign, you know, we're in a lockdown again, we're in the winter. We're concerned that we're going to start seeing speeding again because the roads are quieter. So young men driving to work. So those who are on essential journeys, who are on local roads and may feel, oh, well, I know this road, I'm familiar with it. They may just creep over the speed limit, drive a little bit beyond their limits. And if we've got icy roads as well, you know, we've got a combination of factors there that could bring them to grief.
And they also say things like, oh, there's nobody else around at this time in the morning or this time of night. I'm not going to bump into anybody else and all that kind of stuff going on.
Well, that's right. And the problem is that you also, when it's quiet, during last lockdown, I'm a keen cyclist and I noticed, you know, lots and lots of cyclists out, lots of pedestrians out. And some people, the vulnerable road users, weren't using the road as they should. And of course, if you've got a fairly quiet road and you've got a driver who wants to express himself, you know, by driving a bit too fast on that quiet, familiar road, then he suddenly comes across a cyclist, or he just simply drives too fast and leaves the road. So, you know, there's this perception that if the road is clear, it's safe. Well, actually, it can increase the danger.
I'll be honest with you, Alan, I've done exactly the same. I have been 18 in the past,
yeah,
you know,
we all have, yeah.
You know, and we've seen an open country lane and where I live nearby, and I'm gone, do you know what, I'll just get on a little bit and just enjoy the road,
yeah.
Enjoy the feel of the car and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I grew older and I realised that actually, when I get caught, it's a little bit expensive. Is that not a deterrent anymore? Hang on, I'm going to get points, I'm going to get, you know, 100 quid fine, whatever it is nowadays.
I'm not sure if it's ever been a deterrent. If you think about young drivers, and particularly in particular males, who, you know, some of them may be a bit extrovert, and we all have this built-in optimistic bias. It's not going to happen to me. I'm invulnerable. You know, it'll always happen to someone else. And the more that we travel that road, and the more we drive fast, and nothing happens to us, the more likely we are to do it. It becomes normal behaviour. And it's not until, as you say, you get caught that you start to think, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. So what we're trying to do in this campaign is to change that perception and get young drivers to have conversations with their mates who won't speed or don't speed, and have those conversations and start to explore the benefits of driving at appropriate speeds.
What they all need to do is marry a woman like my wife, because my wife's always telling me to slow down and watch what you're doing. And that's what they need to do.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe she's right.
Yes. So what can we expect then from the new campaign then, from Think? Are we going to see it on the TV? What visual deterrents are we going to see?
Well, it's a social media campaign, and there are some images. If you go to hashtag be the mates who won't speed, you can find all through Twitter. Go to the website. There's lots of visuals there, and that'll all be on social media. So hopefully we can reach thousands, you know, the majority of young drivers through the campaign.
And the message is, you know, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter what cool car you've got, just slow down, take it easy, there's no rush.
Yeah, that's the other message. Is what we're trying to do is get people to talk to their mates, you know, and so there's a conversation going about, well, you know, why don't you speed? Well, these are the benefits, you know, rather than have all those consequences of driving too fast. These are the benefits of driving at a safe speed. You can get there in the same amount of time. You can get there relaxed. You can get there safely. And, you know, self-image is a big thing for young drivers, and there's a false belief that if they drive fast, they'll gain respect from their friends. Well, you know, the evidence is actually that people lose respect by, you know, demonstrating that kind of behaviour.
Alan Kennedy, Executive Director of Road Safety Great Britain, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.